Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce is back for season 5, and today we're breaking down episode 1 and 2, and things got awkward. Abby and Jake are still having it out. Dahlia is on the hunt to make a baby, and Joe just turned 40. We're breaking it all down next. Get ready.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm liking this jam. The Carters know how to start a show.
Oh, yeah.
Summer anthem, yes. Love it.
I love it. What's up, guys? I'm Zach Peter, and I'm so excited. We're breaking down Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce Season 5. They're back with a bang. Like I said, I'm Zach Peter, and I will let these lovely ladies introduce themselves.
Hey, guys. I'm Shamari Hartzog.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina Wahab.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark-Jones.
I'm excited. We're going to be breaking down this season. We're all big fans of the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they started off on a very exciting note. We started off 6 months after last season. What were your initial thoughts? Chelsea, we'll start with you.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think my initial thoughts were, because they were at the red bird party or whatever, and it was weird. Like, I was like, why is there so much havoc right now? What's going on?
Yeah.
And I was like, did I miss something? And then they did the 6 months earlier or whatever.
The recap.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in Abby in general. I'm also disappointed in Barb. I think I'm disappointed in everybody. So I don't think anyone is making me that happy right now, but I love them anyways. So.
Yeah, they're like your real girlfriends. You know,
yeah.
They all have a moment, but you know, you're still rooting for them at the
Joe,
end of the day.
I'm happy with Joe. Surprisingly.
Okay.
Yes. So
okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Mina?
I think it just shows like how much can happen in 6 months where you're like, wait.
I know.
Let me like just reorient myself right now and figure out what's going on and play catch up. So. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I was reanalyzing the last 6 months of my life, and I was like, I don't think I've done that much lately.
Not at all. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed in Dahlia because I really wanted her to, you know, say yes. You know, when Paul proposed, it was just like, come on, Dahlia. Like, this was perfect. But, of course, the show is called Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, so what do you expect, you know?
And she's a divorce lawyer. I don't think she's ever getting married.
Yeah, fortunately. Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, I think Dahlia let me down the most only because, like, he was, like, willing to give her everything. Like, whatever she wanted, he was like, I'm here for you, babe. Mm-hmm. I got you. And she's just like, no. And right. he called her on it. What did he say? He said something like, you want to be unhappy and you're just yep. looking for reasons to be
yeah.
unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually disagree with you, Chelsea, though. I actually am proud of Abby.
Really?
Like, she... you know, is so over analytical over everything. So the fact that she really jumped into this new relationship with Mike, I was like, okay, girl, you do it.
See, I think yeah. she jumped in way too quick, though. And I think she did it because of her envy of Mike's new job with his ex-wife. Like, I think she did it for all
for
the wrong reasons.
For all the wrong reasons. That's
and
fair.
And so that's why I'm not, like, I think she needs a breather for a sec.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
What do you think about Barbara? So we didn't see that she actually cheated, but it's hinted that she cheated on her current boyfriend.
He sent that, like, it was nice seeing you text. So something definitely went down. I don't know how far, but yeah, I was so disappointed, especially because he set her up to, like, be nice to him, and that didn't mean open the door to do sexual things. Like, so yeah, I was very upset with her.
And I also was kind of upset when they were at the event and she was like, you're being too nice. I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody wants a nice man.
That's
like,
a guilty woman.
Yeah.
That's when you know did something wrong and you don't deserve someone to be nice to you.
Hashtag guilty.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. She did say she didn't deserve him.
Yeah.
So.
And she knows, but still it was.
Yeah. I feel like like, all of these girls are sabotaging their relationships. Yeah. I mean, I will give you the point that Abby is jumping into this maybe for the wrong reasons and a little too aggressively. And, you know, we're just seeing them kind of find their own footing. But, like, I just want them to all be happy.
Yeah. Aww. See, and I like Mike. I think he's great. I think, like,
I would take Mike home with me.
Yeah. Moving in so quickly, especially with kids involved, like, that's, like, how long have they actually really been dating? Like, not that long for
over
you to
6 months.
Yeah. So for you to move your kids in like that soon just seems a little like I don't know, but it was better than Calabasas. I don't know if I could date anyone that lives in Calabasas.
That was crazy.
That's like too far.
But even was considering that was crazy.
That is relationship ending.
That's a long distance relationship at this point.
Yes, it is.
We also saw Joe really take initiative in the first episode and So originally we see that Albert gave her the money to help her open up her second bakery. And then by the end of the episode, we see that she took out a bank loan and was like, look, I don't feel comfortable you being my boyfriend and at the same time financing my business. And so she paid him back. I thought that was a pretty strong, like, empowered move. And that's an evolution in Joe. You know, normally she's the crazy, out of control one. Yeah. What did you think?
No, I definitely agree with that, because it's like, I'm showing you that it's not about your money. I have my own. I can pay you back. I don't need you to do this for me. I'm independent, and I want to show that I love you for you and not for what you can provide for me. So I thought that was major.
That's the song of tonight, Independent Woman by Destiny's Child. Should have gone. We were all feeling a Beyonce vibe. Beyonce. It was just a retro vibe.
Yes.
Mina, you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah. I was like literally going to echo that same sentiment. I just think it's awesome because, should her business become super successful and things don't work out with him, you don't want anyone holding that over your head and being like, I'm the one who helped you finance this, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's kind of a way of being like, thank you for your generosity, but like, I'm going to do this on my own and prove to myself and everyone else that, like, I want this to be my baby, my own creation. I don't want someone else taking credit for that. And I think it's important to have at least like something for yourself, because a lot of times as women, we're like constantly giving up a piece of ourselves or like incorporating something that someone else gives us. But when you're like a middle-aged woman, you just want one thing for yourself. It's awesome that she kind of had that gift in a way.
And that he understood that. He wasn't like taking offense or getting upset or anything. He understood it.
It wasn't an ego hit for him.
And I also think it's the control aspect that money has. Like when you give a gift to someone, or especially like in dating, like when a guy gives you something that's super expensive right off the bat or like whatever, like I feel like he kind of feels like he has control over you. Well, I did this for you, or I gave you this or whatever.
Like I own you.
Yeah. And he was trying to give her like some type of like business advice, and I think she felt like, hold up, like this is my business, just because you gave me the money doesn't mean I have to do what. And I don't think he was doing it in a mean way, he was just being helpful, but she felt like, you know what, maybe we need to separate our assets in a sense. And I actually like them together too.
I do too.
I really enjoy the relationship.
I think the theme, at least for these first two episodes, is there, or I think this theme is going to grow throughout the season, but it's that relationships and business and kind of how they intermingle, because we also see that with Albert and his ex, or not Albert, with Mike and his ex, they're working together with his new job promotion. She helped him get that. And now we have Albert and Joe. Chelsea, do you think that, like, relationships and business shouldn't mix?
I don't know. I feel like it all depends. Like, isn't The Rock, isn't his manager his ex-wife or something? Like that, and they're, like, good friends. So I think it all depends on the relationship as a couple. I don't necessarily know if I could work with my boyfriend.
When you said that, I was thinking like Nikki Bella and
like they're in the same industry. Like I wouldn't be able to do it, because it's like you still want to come home at the end of the day and like discuss your day and like set, and you know, and have that separate part of your life.
You want your man to be your man and your colleague to be your colleague. Your colleague is like talk over lunch and your man handles business in bed.
And exactly.
I think there's like very specific circumstances in which it works really well. Like if you have two entrepreneurs together and they're building this vision they have together, and they both like their life's mission is like charity or like building schools in another country. And sometimes when you have a passion like that that's greater than yourself, where it's something like you're impacting society or doing something on such a large scale, then it makes sense to like have this thing that you create together, because it's like part of the larger plan. But if it's kind of like you're both in entertainment, like for me personally, like I would find it very difficult to be with someone who's in the spotlight, someone who's in the entertainment industry, because like I'm in the entertainment industry and I feel like it's just you get a lot of attention, and as a guy, like sometimes it's hard to like, you know, be faithful in an industry where you're getting a ton of attention from a lot of like
all those thoughts slide into the DMs.
So it all depends on like trust, loyalty, and the personality of the person.
Yep, I agree.
Do you think that Mike and his ex, do you think there's still something there?
I think it's hard when you work in close proximity with someone and it's an office setting.
Yep.
I feel like it's different if it's like more like you're an entrepreneur, or like you kind of have a less rigid schedule where
and you're
kind
not
of
forced
working.
To be.
Yeah.
But like, and the thing though that he said when he was trying to like talk Abby off the ledge was, you know, we're in different departments. We're not really going to see each other that often, blah, blah, blah. But still, like It's not like that's just him trying to calm her down, but that's not the reality of the situation.
And my thing is too, sorry to cut you off, but like, you know, she actually helped him get the job. So mm-hmm. obviously you guys are communicating, you guys are talking, and it's kind of like, I feel feelings can easily come back.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what happened. So it's like, I don't know about that.
And especially their divorce like lingered. Like they lived together after they filed for divorce. So it wasn't like they broke up and like split up and everything was, you know, amicable in that sense. It was very like long and lengthy divorce. So I wouldn't trust it. No, thank you.
You know what I would trust though?
Yes.
Is subscribing to AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. I think that's what you guys should all do.
Yes.
And I also want to let you guys know that here at AfterBuzz TV, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you're going to love. So since you're already tuned in to our comedy channel, you might also be interested in Glow, Younger, Life Sentence, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So it's super easy, guys. Just hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz TV experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. So thanks for being the best fans ever. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Yay.
Yes. I think they should subscribe to all of the channels.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. Everything. There's so many good after
shows. Reality, drama.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to mix it up. You need some variety, right?
Yes. Some balance in your life.
Speaking of variety, though, so before we move into episode, I guess we can start episode two with this, but can we just talk about Phoebe's brother? Because he's a hunky piece of meat.
He's cute.
He's really cute.
I don't know if it's the convict that's like,
I think it's the, you know, bad boy
and
thing.
The tattoo.
It was the mystery. It's the bad boy. It's, yeah.
But there is an inner like sweetness and softness. Yeah, to him. Even though he does have the edge, there's something in him where you're like, no, but he has a good heart. You feel
it.
Like.
Exactly. Isn't that
it's the perfect balance. Want. That's what we want.
Exactly.
Like, that's what it says in my Bumble profile. Have these two qualities. Be my Tony. No, maybe. Yeah, I think he's really gonna step up and help Phoebe get her life together.
Yeah, I think so too.
Especially after JD.
I think he kind of likes Delia a little bit too.
Oh, I'm all about that.
Yes. So Delia left her old boyfriend. So we saw that she had the abortion in episode one, and she didn't go through with the pregnancy. And then she dumped her lawyer boyfriend, and now she's doing Miss Emancipated Independent Woman, and she's decided she wants to have her baby on her own. Yep. Do you think she can handle it, considering she really doesn't have any maternal instincts?
I mean, yeah, I do. Because I just think motherhood in general is hard. Like, I think I'll be a great mom, but I don't know that.
Right.
So I think once you have a child, your, like, maternal instincts just kind of kick in. And she has four best friends that are all mothers. So she'll be in this, like, mom tribe that'll help her. So I was a little bit surprised when she said that was something she was interested in doing. But I'm excited for her. She's going to be like a hot mom. So yeah, I'm all about it.
And fashionable. So you know her kids are going to be dressed to the T. Because her fashion is on point.
I die for Delia. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Delia fashion gives me life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too.
I love that she like actually, like that now you have the option to like scroll through a guy's whole Tinder profile to decide who's going to be your baby daddy.
Right.
Like before you would just meet somebody at the bar and you would get a little tipsy and then, you know, you guys would have a good night and then it's like, oopsie whoopsie, I got pregnant. And now you like really get to think this through.
Exactly.
Mina, do you think she's going to find the man of her baby daddy dreams?
I honestly feel like it's going to happen in the most unexpected way. And if she does decide to go through the site, it's going to be something where she's not going to, like, inject the sperm. There's actually going to be some sort of relationship that happens. Yeah. I can't envision it just being a sperm donor for some reason.
I think
reason.
I know who the baby daddy's going to be. But I'm going to save it for predictions. But I already have a theory. I think I'm right.
I think we're thinking the same thing. I just find it creepy, like, going through that book and, like, reading characteristics and stuff like that. Like, it just seems so... force. Like, it's not a way that I would want to have a child, and I don't like it.
It feels very futuristic. Yeah. Like, let me, like, determine the genetics of my child based on, like, okay, I want blue eyes, I want black hair with, like, an IQ of, like,
and
whatever.
And really what used to determine the future of your child is love or vodka. Exactly. Marriage or booty call. We didn't know. It was up in the air.
I feel like it's kind of cheating a little bit. Like, you're shopping for the perfect, you know, child that you're going to have with someone you've never met before. So I kind of just feel like, no, that's not how it goes.
I mean, that may be the new addition that Amazon Prime adds in, and then we might not even have to wait 9 months.
But it's really awesome for couples who can't conceive naturally. Like, you know, if you're, like, same-sex couple or, like, you just can't get pregnant because you're in, like, whatever the reason may be. Like, I just think it's so crazy that technology has allowed us to kind of, like, change the way we think about, like, future generations and conception.
Like,
so,
the options that are out there, I think is, like, amazing.
Yeah, it's, know, like, so. Who would have thought that this could even exist?
Exactly.
Like, the career woman could have a child and still, you know, really have the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. And that you don't need a man or a partner to make it happen.
That's the thing that I'm most interested about Delia is, once she has this child, how she balances it with her career. Because she loves her career, and that's her. So that's what I'm most curious about, is how she could be a working mom. So
yeah,
she's gonna get herself a good nanny.
I was gonna say that. She's definitely gonna need a nanny.
No, I think it's so true, because it's like, as women, like I don't feel like men have to really think about
this.
I think it's so important that we have paternity leave, just like we have maternity leave. But there's obviously, like, this emphasis and this way we think about motherhood versus fatherhood. It's like, oh yeah, parenthood is motherhood. It's not fatherhood. Parenthood should be partnership.
It is, yeah.
So unless you have, like, a sperm donor, but, like, if you're in an equal marriage, and if you're the breadwinner of your family as the woman, or you're working just like your husband is, why isn't there paternity leave? Like, why isn't there, like, this equality when it comes to raising your kids? So I don't know, the whole, like, the whole situation, I just, like, I hope it works out for her.
Like, I think the funny thing about the show, or the interesting thing, was at the beginning, Abby was the breadwinner, and Abby was that one that went out and everything. And I don't know, Jake just was down on his luck, and he was in the entertainment industry, and we all know how hard it is to, like, break through in that. But, like, so, like, the roles were kind of reversed, where Jake was the mom figure, essentially, for a while in their marriage, and I think that's kind of what broke them apart, really. But, it's you really just have to be both parents. It doesn't, it's not a role. It's just being a parent.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stepping up when the other one is down, and vice versa. Like, it's a partnership.
So. Yeah. But that's the challenging part when you're single, is you have to, like you said, you have to play both roles. Yeah. You have to be, you know, supporting yourself and taking care of your child at the same time, and having a career. So I think it'll be interesting to see her juggle all of that. Yeah. I think she deserves a good man, though.
I think she does.
Too.
I think Paul comes back around, too.
Deserves a counterpart. I do like Paul.
Yeah. Oh, I have more to my prediction.
Oh. Okay. Should we dive into Abby and Jake?
There's so much there.
I mean, they're
so,
like, messy. Still married.
They are.
Like, not married, but, like, they're still fighting like they're married and bickering like they're married, and now we get to have this very awkward meeting of the new lovers.
Bows.
Yeah. We have Natalie, and then we have Mike, and we all get to meet each other at this very awkward family dinner.
So awkward.
It was just, like, I think that's the thing about, she likes to be in control of everything, and we kind of caught a lot of that last season when her mom died, and then her dad was sick and stuff. And she wasn't giving Barbara the control that she needed. But, like, it was just, oh, here's this really cute young girl that's going to go hang out with my kids. I need to be there, and I don't want them to like her more than me. And, like, it really upset me. It's just, like, let them go. Yeah. Like, let them go.
But I feel like it's easier said than done, though, you know, because those are your kids, and you were married to this person for 17 years, and then plus whatever amount of years that they dated. So it's, like, it's just hard to just kind of move on and just kind of, like, okay, I'll let my kids just be BFFs and love this new woman. It's just, like, a jealousy thing.
I'm not ready.
You know?
I get it, but, like, she has Mike. And I know, like, my mom was a single parent growing up, and she, I don't want to say she lived for the time that she could, like, have meet my dad or whatever gone, but she was like, I'm dating someone, her dad's gonna come and get her, like, now I have this me time. So it's like, why can't Abby just enjoy the me time with her new man and an empty house? Like, there's no room for envy. Like, control. It's just, yes, control.
Yeah, and she feels out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm trying to understand.
It's kind of, there's something about it that's natural, though. Because if you don't have an amicable split, and there's, like, all these feelings involved, and it's something that's not 100% resolved, you're gonna feel jealous when the person that you were in love with for so long just moves on quickly. You're gonna feel like you're constantly sizing up your competition and seeing how you compare to them. It's not that you want to be with that person. It's that you don't want anyone else to be with the person you're not with.
Yeah.
So it's very selfish in a way, but in another, it's completely understandable.
Yeah,
and I don't think there was ever any real closure between them. And I feel like at least with Jake, I can see how, you know, he feels like he's still financially providing for the family, that being that he's paying child support and doesn't have full custody of the kids. So he kind of feels like he has a role in the family, but he's not there to make a lot of the decisions. Abby's kind of, I mean, as she should, it's her household, you know, she's raising the kids, and if, you know, whatever decisions she wants to make within the house are hers to make, but I feel like he's just feeling left out. Mm-hmm. And so he, you know, still feels like he's part of the dynamic, but he's technically not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also trying to understand, like, what his type is. Because, like, he had Abby, and then we had Becca. Oh, and God. Becca was, like, you know, the 24-year-old. Yeah, bimbo actress.
It was a fun rebound.
And then now we brought in Natalie, who's, like, total frumple still skin and, like, boring and so plain vanilla. And I'm like, what are we going for here?
No, but, you know what? Actually, I think I understand it a little bit more now. With, like, Jake and seeing Mike and Charlie doing the whole baseball thing. And, like, I see how that could be, like, a very envious thing. Like, that's, like, you're supposed to teach your son how to throw baseball and football and, like, all that stuff. And then I guess with Abby, it's, like, Lee, like, the nicknames they were all giving each other. Like, I could see how, like, you're looking at that and, like, wait, what the hell?
Like, what's going on here?
We have fun pet names. Like, let's do that. Right. So I guess I get it. But it's still something for me. It's, like, you've moved on in your life.
But did she really?
Did you like the, like, blatant making out with Mike?
God, that was so...
It was so awkward.
I was uncomfortable.
It was so forced. Even so Mike was like, so okay.
No, I hated it.
So ridiculous. Yeah. I just felt very much like, I don't know if you've watched Mean Girls, but, like, when Regina George is like,
oh, yeah.
Tell him his hair is so pushed back. Like, okay, dangle him in front of you.
Yeah, that's a great example. That's exactly what it was like.
Yeah, it's that possession. Like, this is my new toy.
Yeah.
And it's not you anymore, and I'm going to show you how much happier I am in my relationship compared to your relationship.
It's like, just genuinely try to be happy. Don't try to get someone else to think that you're super happy. If you're not. Like,
it's
just
Instagram happy.
Be happy.
It's Instagram happy. Yeah, you're putting on the show for everybody else. You know, if you're happy and content and confident in your own relationship, you don't need to be proving it to anybody.
And on top of being controlling, I also think she's just very competitive. Like, she just wants to be winning in the divorce. And right now, Jake kind of seems like he's, like, they both are doing fine. I think they're both tied in the divorce race, but, like, she wants to be, like, far ahead. And then with him saying that he's thinking of proposing, like, that's kind of... Yeah. Took her down a couple notches.
So I think she thought she was moving forward because she's moving in with Mike. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we're moving
somewhere. Yeah, I got a one up.
Yeah, but then you hit the proposal. It's like, oops, never mind.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is there was never closure. There hasn't been closure. And, like, there are so many unresolved feelings. And like Mike told Abby tonight, like, there are no boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys haven't discussed any of this. So you just go for the jugular every single time. And your emotions are getting way too caught up in this.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just, like, take a second to just give Mike some credit for chiming in the way he did when Abby and Jake were going at it? Oh, I mean, he just that shut that down. Like, shout out to you, Mike, for that. That was awesome, okay?
That was hot. But it was very uncomfortable.
It was awkward.
Like, at a party, guys? No.
It was not a lie.
The bickering at the party is just... Nobody wants to see the bickering couple at the party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You won't be invited next time. Your Evite got lost
in the
mail.
The bickering ex-couple.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That part. Divorce couple.
I mean, even the married couple. Nobody wants to see the bickering married couple fighting at the party.
Deal with that somewhere else.
I feel like Meryl wants to see it. Meryl's like the queen. Little gossiper.
So we don't have a special segment this week, but we're going to be thinking on it and coming up with one for next week. So since we're breaking down two episodes, why don't we just jump into the next topic, which was Meryl and Joe's 40th birthday party. And, you know, Albert did something nice for her. Like, he's like really treating her right. And I think, you know, with her ex-husband, there were so many issues that, like, she deserves to have a man that treats her right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for Joe. Like, I really am. I thought what he did was so thoughtful. He put a lot into it. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's like every girl wants a man that can do that. Yeah. You know, he was so sweet.
That can bring New York weather to LA.
The snow and the chefs. I mean, goodness gracious.
The pee in the snow. I thought that was really cool. No, I thought it was cute. And it is nice to see this side of Albert since we saw such a nasty side previous seasons. I like it. I like them together. And I like her now. She seems like on a good track in life, and I'm happy for that. Yeah. So.
But she's got some mama drama with the grandma. Mm.
Okay, yeah. That was their relationship strange to me. Yeah. Like, that's your mother-in-law, your ex-mother-in-law.
Right.
Yeah, she seemed pretty intrusive. Yeah. I didn't like that. I don't know.
Like, I liked it as a viewer, but I didn't like it as, like, rooting for Joe.
I would have hated it if I were Joe, but...
No, if my ex-mother-in-law showed up, I'm like, girl, there's the door. Bye. This relationship is done. When the divorce papers were signed, you were excused, sweetheart. Thank you.
I feel like I'm crazy to feel like there's something about that I like. Maybe it's like the Middle Eastern in me where I'm like, I kind of like that. Like, even though it's like annoying and it's like super intrusive, there's something about that like very close-knit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to be overly involved. Like, you know, every mother-in-law and like everybody loves Raymond and like any like American or Italian-ish American sitcom is kind of like that overbearing, let me be involved in your life type of thing. There's something about it that I actually find really cute and heartwarming.
And what I do like, though, is that obviously she really likes Joe. Like, clearly she loved Joe. She loved Joe with her son. Like, she's just so, she wants them to get back together. Yeah. I think that says a lot about Joe and her relationship as well, you know? So I kind of did like that, sweet. Too. I think that's kind of like, I feel you on that.
Because it's like, what mother-in-law, like, it's so nice to see a relationship between a mother-in-law and, like, the daughter-in-law.
The daughter, and it's like, close
where it's
like
not,
that.
Yes,
where
but it's not
the
so,
mother-in-law and the daughter. The divorce papers have been signed.
Yeah, and he was not a good husband.
No.
Like, go talk to your son about how he messed up our marriage. Don't come to me about taking him back.
Especially after this man just did this whole party for me. Yeah. Like, are you missing this? Yes. Like, are you blind? Like,
and then to give, like, a family heirloom at the party. It was just, like, it was too much. It was laying on way too thick.
I really love those earrings, though.
You would have kept them.
Yeah,
I would have
definitely kept those.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if somebody gives you a good piece of jewelry, you can't just say no.
Beautiful, like, lavender purple.
I know. It was very, very pretty. Do you think... I think she's going to be around for a while.
I don't think she's going...
The mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think she's definitely going to be around for a while.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, with Frumkus coming...
I mean, she does
coming...
like, she's, like, 90, so I don't...
I mean, she's not going to be on Earthla a little while longer, but she'll definitely be meddling in Joe's life
a little
longer.
Too dark, I'm sorry. No, she'll, like, knock on wood.
You think so, though? Because I feel like she kind of, like, said, like, okay, I get it. I'm happy for you and Albert, and I hope things work out. So I kind of feel like that's her way of saying, okay, I'm going to fall back.
I think
with
her...
But that's her son. Like, when you're rooting for your son and his heart's on the line, like, you go hard.
Yeah, I think with her leaving and him coming back, like, I think her character's going to take a back seat. Mm-hmm. But it just, like, she, Joe's not in a good place with him. And, like, she's just such a disaster when they're together. And so I think that's another reason about this whole mother-in-law situation that upsets me is, like, Joe's finally, like, seeming happy and somewhat normal and not crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, we need to appreciate that. Exactly. And I don't want him to drag her, his mom, to drag her back into that. Like, I like normal Joe. Successful Joe, winning in life Joe. She's cool.
Mm-hmm. She is cool. I mean, she lost two managers in two different bakeries and she still managed to pull it together. Yeah. Like, Joe's rocking it.
Yeah. She's doing great. I don't want to see her go down that rabbit hole.
No. Yeah. And I also really liked, I guess there was a little bit of, I think closure is a theme so far. Like, we see that Joe, you know, I guess part of the reason the ex-mother-in-law came back is because she didn't have full closure with her ex-husband. Abby obviously still has stuff to deal with her ex-husband. But we saw Phoebe and her brother really kind of meddle back together.
Yeah.
Which made me become really a family happy. Again. I liked that a lot.
The cute little pancake scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want more pancakes.
I also really enjoyed their fight scene. Like that. It was very intense and they got everything they needed to get out. Yeah. And I feel like as siblings, like, that's important.
For sure.
Yeah.
Part of me was like when he said the thing the next day, kind of like, oh, like, we can either like not talk about it, can we just like pretend nothing happened? Mm-hmm. Like, part of me was like, okay, that's kind of cute, but another part of me was like, I really feel like you guys still need to like talk this out. Yeah. Like, you can't just blow up, and like, there needs to be like something else, like whether it's like therapy or like something, because you don't just get over something like that. And to just say kind of like in that moment, sure, forget about it, move on, that was like really intense and heavy, and I'm so glad that he didn't leave and they are patching things up. But another part of me is like, no, like, really, you guys need to sit with each other, get everything out,
therapy, assign the roles, like, set the boundaries. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a way to develop a healthy relationship moving forward, because you can't control what family you're born into. You can't control how toxic your environment is when you're a kid, but at the point that you turn 18, like, you do have control over things then. And now that they're grown up, like, yeah, they can't really, like, fix what happened in the past, but they can change moving forward. And I really hope they can actually do something like, it would be really relevant even on TV just to have, like, that type of scene where you're in therapy. So, like, families will be like, oh, yeah, this is normal. Like, I can develop a relationship with my estranged sister, brother, whatever, and go to therapy, and that's normal. It's not weird. It's healthy.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing where their relationship kind of develops this season. Mm-hmm. And on that note, should we move into predictions?
Yes.
Okay. Chelsea, do you want to start it off? We'll make our way down the line.
Okay, we're going backwards. So my prediction is that Delia and Tony are going to be romantically involved with one another. Mm-hmm. And then my light bulb moment mid-panel discussion was that maybe Paul comes back into Delia's life once she's already pregnant and tries to finagle in some type of way with her. So that's kind of what I think my
that's
little
gonna be
devious
messy, though.
Is. Yeah, but I love
messy.
I
agree with you on the first part. I'm not against the second part of your prediction, but I feel like he has to be so upset that she gave up his child to then go and have a child with somebody else, and that's like personal.
Yeah, that's true.
Any other predictions at large?
Barbara. I'm just gonna leave it with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on the previews, definitely there's gonna be something going on with Mike and like at work. And I think that there is gonna be validity to it. I don't think that Abby's gonna be like psychotic if she calls him out on it. I think there really is gonna be something like that. I think there's definitely gonna be more heartbreak on Abby's end with the whole, not with the Mike situation, but with the Jake situation, which is kind of crazy. Like, I definitely feel like her loyalty in some strange way is still to Jake over Mike. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like she would do anything for Jake, even though they have a really like toxic, like, you know, bickering back and forth, but they really get each other. Mm-hmm. With Mike, it's like, yeah, things are going well, but I don't think he's her person. I think like, not that Mike's her person, but I have this weird feeling that something with the new lady with Mike, what's her name again?
Natalie?
Natalie and Jake. I feel like things are going to fall through.
I love that you called her a lady and she's like 26. But that speaks to her personality.
I just feel like Jake and Natalie aren't going to work out, even though they're kind of in honeymoon phase. And I think part of the reason for that is Abby's involvement with everything. Like, who is going to want to be in a long-term committed marriage with someone who still has stuff going on with their ex? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want that. Like, fix that stuff with Abby before you, like, propose to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shamari.
I do agree with you, Chelsea, about Delia and Tony. I definitely think something's going to happen with them. Mm-hmm. Just the way they look at each other and stuff, mm-hmm. you can just sense it. It's there. And I also agree, too, that Jake and Natalie, they're not. It's not. The chemistry just really isn't there. You can tell that Jake's kind of moving a little quick with this. Mm-hmm. Like, he's rushing, too. It's like they're both just rushing to just be the first to do something big. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think that's going to work out. And, you know, with Mike and Abby, it's looking a little rough for them, too, with moving in together and just combining these families. Even from the previews, it's kind of like, I don't know how that's going to work. It seems like it's going to be a little awkward. But, you know, I am rooting for them. You know, I do hope everything works out. But I'm not sure. I can't see it right now.
I'm curious to see what they're going to do with Barbara this season, only because they didn't show much of her in the first episode. Like, we saw a little bit, but I think they really highlighted the other four girls more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't see her at all in the second episode. So I don't know if this is, like, hinting that she might fade out throughout the season, or maybe she'll just kind of peek in. She's been demoted to, like, a friend of Housewives type of thing. I don't know. I'm curious how that's going to develop. And I think Tony's Delia's baby daddy. I think it was accidental. I think they had a night and it was a fling. And it's probably around the same time she's picking her donor. And so we're not going to know if it's Tony or the donor. I think it's going to be a big twist.
Okay.
That's a really good one.
It's the last season. We have to go out with a bang.
That'll help to step up to the plate and kind of like, you know.
Well, do you think she would even tell him, like, it's a possibility that it's yours?
I feel like that's her obligation. Like, yeah. That's her obligation to do that.
I feel like she's not... Like, she would have hit an abortion from somebody.
But of the guys that she dated, like, I don't want her to end up with Tony of all of them.
You just said how much you liked him.
I like him for me, but, like, Delia's a lawyer. Right, she had so totally many, like, ironic. Solid options.
But that's
like,
probably why. That would be the greatest twist, because no one's expecting her to have a baby with him.
Yeah, and I think he may have learned a lot in prison. Lots of reading time. Yeah.
Does he even have a job? No.
I mean, I'm sure he made some license plates. So. He did something. He did something. He got to work. Well, I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach on all social media platforms.
And guys, thanks for watching. I am Shamari Hartzog, and you can follow me on Instagram at Shamari Hartzog.
Hey guys, I'm Mina. Follow me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic, and please make sure to check out the season finale of Genius Picasso. I'll be covering the after show next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Stay tuned to that.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. You can follow me on Instagram at C_S Jones and see everything else I'm doing in my life at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
I love it. And don't forget to subscribe, you guys. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on iTunes. And join us in the comments. Let's get this conversation going.
Shut up.
All right. Until next week.
Bye, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.